that you're going fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Oh, you know what that means. That's our Fishing Report theme song. Leaf is in here, but I think we're going to talk about mushrooms a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of that. I've been doing just a little bit of fishing at a little bit of private water. Okay. I'm kind of spoiled in that regard.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
But speaking of water, though, before we get too far into this, and I don't like to ever get too sidetracked, but I think it's a worthy sidetracking.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw me seeing you, but I saw you last night up at the Headwaters event last night.
That did my heart good to see so many people. I mean, mm-hmm. the barn is about as full as it could possibly be.
Absolutely.
Full of people who were unified on one subject, basically keeping a copper mine out of here, to let the BLM know that we were of one mind on this.
Yeah.
That was surely done.
Yeah. You know, it was great to see everybody on the same page, not wanting our water messed up.
I got to say, the one fellow who spoke, Miller, mm-hmm. native
yes.
Metau Indian, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. spoke, and a lot of times, like you say, these things boil down to the economic value that's buried mm-hmm. in the ground versus, you know, the negatives.
Absolutely. And,
but there's some other things that are difficult to quantify,
mm-hmm.
and he addressed those.
Oh, man. And they're so important. I mean, you know, and he really pointed out what, you know, I think is, you know, such a even deeper level value for the native folks, mm-hmm. for sure, in their native areas. Like he said, they've been here for 13,000 years, his folks, his family, his, you know, people. But I think we might all take for granted what our whole state of mind in this world would be if we didn't have what we do as far as nature. And that I feel like we are all more spiritually attached to this earth. And boy, you believe if your home was not livable, it's going to do something to you, to your spirit. It's going to be crushing.
Yeah, like he was saying, you know, fishing is them. They are identified with these salmon mm-hmm. runs.
It's, absolutely.
It's his people. And truthfully, it's ours, even though maybe it's not got to the place of, you know, sort of religious significance per se.
You know.
It is.
It's as close as I've got to a religion. Some of us, it really is. And, and we are all, you know, we're all of the same earth, and there's only so many places to go. I always think about the fact that you know, my people aren't from here, but this is where I am from. This is where I was born, and I can't really be from anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So I don't have this option of being like, oh, well, I'll just go home or, you know, or whatever. This is the only home I have. So, you know, there's a lot of us that feel like it's definitely a place that we've got to protect because there's, and I think it should be an overarching theme for the whole environment, for the whole world. And those folks there, again, that we were talking about are the Metau Headwaters folks. And do you have, you know, a quick rundown of their contact info or for those folks maybe listening through their computer on the other side of the hill? Or
yeah, that's MetauHeadwaters.org. Okay, so you got over the hump, you fished the Skagit. I mean, you guys have been guiding on the Skagit this year for the first time.
You know, just a little bit of work over there for Graham and myself, just kind of doing a lot of recon over there. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to be able to get over there and get one last stab at, well, some of the waters. The Skagit was looking huge. So we just kind of went right past that, did a little bit of mushroom picking at one of our spots over there that Sarah and I have well, she was good enough to give me the clue on.
Cool.
Like I was telling you before we got on the air, I feel like maybe people do when they go morel picking with me, because I kept on saying, where the heck is the mushroom? And she's like, that's right by your foot, you know? And repeatedly over and over again, she was saving mushrooms from my big clodhoppers. But, you know, we picked, did well for a while there on some chanterelles and got into even a couple of lobster mushrooms and then headed upriver to the Cascade, went and checked that out, and it was running a little bit higher than I like to see, so didn't spend a whole lot of time there, but just in that, I figure it was about 25 minutes, we were on the river there, managed to hook into a steelhead, and had him jump, give me a wink, and go away.
Got away from you.
Yeah, you know, it was just kind of that moment when, in this case, I was nymphing, and you kind of have that point where it's going by you, and you gotta give up a little bit of soft line to make amend and not just be super short in your line, swing your bugs off the bottom. And so there was that moment where I couldn't put any real stick to the thing, and I had just, maybe a 6 or 8 of feet of extra line out there. And I thought it might have been a rock, too, so I just kind of gave a couple of half-assed attempts at setting, you know, a couple tugs to take up some of the extra line, and then that's when I saw the fish jump, and I was like, oh, crap, so I started stripping harder and trying to get recontacted with the tip of my line, and it was already gone. It was already too late, but it was also already too late at that point. I had mushrooms on the brain, and so Sarah and I hopped out and headed up back over the hill this direction and tried a couple more spots to no avail. But we were kind of heading back up into the chillier stuff there. So
well, that's the big thing, the chilliness, which means my next question is, what kind of water are you fishing here in the Methow?
Well,
or are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm definitely, you know me, I'm not going to stop fishing.
Okay.
I'm heading over this next couple days to go check out Rufus.
Okay.
I think it's a good time to do that. Had a few fishing reports from over there. Not much, but one or two. And it sounds worth going. I'll definitely let you know after we prod those waters how it was looking for us over there. And you know how I roll. I'll probably be stopping back by Omak Lake on the way to or fro, or you just never know. I mean, sometimes we get blown off of Rufus, and it's a good alternative. So, yeah, you know, if you are on that side of the hill or you're prepared to possibly drive in some snow, you know, just the Cascade, like I say, is worth a try. The water, though, I wish I would have checked the level on that day. I really have no idea what it was, but it really doesn't come up quite as much as the Skagit sometimes. But at that point, like I was telling you, it's kind of dangerous to walk across it.
Mm-hmm.
So anything above that level where you really don't think you could walk across the tail out safely anymore, where it's getting deeper than knee-deep, then that's probably a little bit too fast for a lot of it.
Okay.
So, you know, but there may be a few more opportunities there as well.
Okay.
So this is kind of that time of the day where we say, you know what, check out North 40, the fly shop over there. Those guys can keep you all up to date with the fishing on that side of the hill. Definitely Rufus Woods is one of their strong suits. I talked to Keith just the other day. He was hooking me up with some of those hooks that I use for tying the balance leech, and he's saying he's heading out to Rufus too. So we'll be getting a little bit of time in there between the couple of us. And
yeah, let's take a look at that in detail when you get back.
Yeah, you betcha. So, you know, also check them out for any of the gear you need for wintertime fishing, fly tying. Look forward to possible fly tying classes for sure coming up here. Just need to kind of figure out what the schedule is looking like, but we'll keep you abreast of all that. Remember, shout out to the Methow Headwaters and the Okanagan Open Roads Coalition, because those are the folks that keep us all safe on that public ground as far as keeping the minerals where they belong and keeping our access to drive around on top of those things there. So if you want to support them, check them out on Facebook or online at OORC.com. And, you know, if you need some fishing tips or want to book a trip, give me a call, 509-429-7298, or drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Take care, y'all. Get that fish right on, baby.
Fish on.